Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. I'm Carol Kinnear, Community Health Manager for Wayne Memorial Hospital. I want to thank you this morning for joining us. So on today's show, I have a wonderful person. I feel like she's a friend as well as...
I am.
You are. And as a great member of the Wayne Memorial family. So... Martha Wilson is here today joining us. Hi, Martha.
Hi, Carol.
How are you
today?
Delighted
to be here.
Yes, I think. And oh my gosh, I can't remember even when we first met. I think it was probably when my daughter Morgan was on the community advisory board, right?
You're absolutely right. That's about 20 years ago, I think. But yes, you're absolutely right.
Right.
And I... became friendly with Donna Decker,
right?
Whose place you've taken.
Yes.
And yes. I didn't think they could ever find anybody similar to Donna Decker, and son of a gun, they did. So
thank you. This is why we're friends.
Yes.
but seriously, I want to thank you for joining. I say us because we have tons of listeners. You know, listening to us, they do.
Well, that's sort of scary.
Like,
but
I know.
Anyway, but I'm delighted to be here.
Good. And for those of you that may not know, Martha Wilson is a big part, like I said, of the Wayne Memorial Hospital family. She is a member of the Wayne Memorial Auxiliary, and we are going to talk about a great event that's coming up this Saturday, and she'll talk about possible rain date, but it's not going to rain, is the garden tour, right?
Right.
So
you may wonder what the garden tour has to do with health and wellness. I don't think there's any healthier way to spend the day than driving around beautiful Wayne County with very possibly friends and visiting seven gorgeous, gorgeous gardens. Whether you are a gardener yourself or not, these are just magnificent gardens that are so creatively designed. The gardeners are so passionate about their garden, and it's just a wonderful way to spend a day.
Right. Right.
With the gardens are in Honesdale, Prompton, Equinook, and there's one in Narrowsburg.
Wow.
As a matter of fact, we went over the border. The write-ups we have in the program that the gardeners have written are just... You just get so excited over their passion for gardening. And gardening, incidentally, is a very healthy sport.
Exactly. You know, and that's the whole thing is about the garden tour. Like you said, there's the social aspect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even if you go by yourself, you're meeting the other people that are going to be there,
yep,
right?
Yep.
And the gardeners themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe picking up some tips where you can bring this to your own home. And, you know, do gardening that definitely, I know when I work out in my yard, that helps relax me.
Yes, it does. Yes.
So it's great for my mental health.
Right. I quite agree. I'd rather do it not in the heat of the day, but gardeners will do it in the heat of the day. I don't know. But seeing what they create out of the rock and dirt in Wayne County to me is just fascinating. I'm not a very good gardener myself, I must confess, but I have such respect for the talent these gardeners have.
Right.
So to visit and then to, as you say, chat with other people and talk about no better way to spend the day.
Right. And so this is the second time you have done this garden tour, right? The first one was very successful. Can you tell us a little bit how the day would work? Well, you know, they can pre-buy tickets, right?
You can pre-buy tickets at the other shops in Hawley and Honesdale and at the gift shop at the hospital. It's getting a little late in the game to call Margie. She's been selling advance tickets and her phone number is 631-432-6364. So I would suggest, unless you call Margie today, that you try buying a ticket at the other shops. The FNCB Bank on Main Street in Honesdale and the Dime Bank on Church Street in Honesdale also sell tickets.
Right.
So the tickets are $15 a piece. If you don't go through any of those organizations or whatever. You can buy them at the door for $20.
Okay. So at the door.
At the door. The door is located at the former Chamber of Commerce on 32 Commercial Street. Not downstairs at the visitor center. This is upstairs, mm-hmm. and we'll have some big wooden flowers out and tables. You can't miss this once you hit Commercial Street in Honesdale. So we will have the programs then. We'll have a little literature about the hospital itself, mm-hmm. which is where all our fundraising goes to support the hospital. And then we also have raffle items. So you can also buy tickets for the raffle items at the gift shop at the hospital. They will be one for $5, three for $10, and seven for $20. Now, our raffle items. Am I talking too much?
No, you're doing great. You're okay. Doing wonderful.
Okay. We have a Tree of Life bench, basically a two-seater bench. We have a garden abstract painting. We have another painting, a dried flower painting. Dried flowers are superimposed on a picture, and both these paintings are absolutely lovely. And then we have a painting itself it's a pink flower painting. And then we have a garden pail of goodies that PJ's Garden Center donated. We have a lap quilt. We have a garden basket that's just filled with fun little garden things. And last but not least, we have wooden birdhouses that are done in a fish theme. We have three of those. There's a trout, a brook, and a brown trout birdhouses. So that ought to appeal to all the fishermen, right, and the bird watchers.
That's so cool.
It's eight different items, and they really are quite quality,
right,
items.
And people who, you don't have to attend the garden tour. We want to encourage people to go to the garden tour. But if they're listening and they want to support the auxiliary in some shape or form, they can stop off at the Wayne Memorial gift box during the hours that it's open and purchase some raffle tickets, correct?
Yes, you may. Yes.
Yeah.
We urge you to do so.
All the raffles are going to be the day of the tour as
the
well.
The raffle drawing will be at 2 o'clock the day of the tour.
Okay.
So when you buy your ticket, you'll be asked, please put your cell phone number on, mm-hmm. and we will call you, mm-hmm. Right after the drawing at 2.
Right.
So
what time is the tour?
Oh,
like for registration? You don't want people showing up at 5 a.m. in the morning, right?
No, we don't. The tour actually begins at 9:30, but we'll be there at 9
for
any people who want to arrive a little early. And then it's a self-guided tour, so you'll get your program. We have a Wayne Memorial pen for you, and you can drive around the gardens and take notes and, mm-hmm. You can design your own trip, but we do have directions to each garden.
Perfect.
From one garden to the next.
Mm-hmm.
But you can certainly, design your own trip. So
right. Especially if maybe you're coming from Narrowsburg, right? And you're coming down to Honesdale, right?
Yeah. You could
make that your last stop. Right?
Yes, exactly.
Uh-huh.
And then head on home. So
right.
So these gardens are so magnificent, and they're good-sized gardens. So I just hope everybody gets a chance to see everyone. But even if you only see one, it's worth the money.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I have to say. So, and this, as I say, is all in support of all the monies raised. The auxiliary will then turn over to the hospital at the mm-hmm. end of the year.
Right.
We haven't earmarked what the funds are being designated for this year. The auxiliary hasn't. New board, they
right.
get to talk with the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
But in the past, the auxiliary has raised money for the helipad, the mobile mammography van, the nurse call system, and then we've just completed, we're enormously proud of this, our $600,000 pledge to the Second Century Fund, which all the monies raised in that Second Century Fund goes to physician recruitment, education, and equipment.
Mm-hmm.
So so we're delighted. We are the largest donors to that fund.
Mm-hmm. And for people that may not know in our community, our physician specialty group have expanded, you know. We have over six different specialties, probably even more, like pulmonology, cardiology, urology, which is new. We have gastroenterology. I always don't like to name them all because I want to miss them.
Well, I was looking at my list here because there are so many. Gastroenterology, general and interventional cardiologist. Yes. I have this nephrology, neurology, general surgery, pulmonology, orthopedics, and most recently urology. I have the whole list here because there's no way.
Right.
And we've officially launched robotic surgery.
Exactly.
And I know some of the funds from the Second Century Fund have gone to support that. I can't get over what our small, quote-unquote, community hospital.
How much we've achieved,
how much we can service our community. I've always thought, you know, we don't have the doctor with the bag that goes to the houses anymore, but with our healthcare system, we have the next best thing.
Right.
Because we have access to really good healthcare locally.
Right.
As you'll see, if you drive around Wayne County, it's just Wayne County itself, it's a huge county.
Yes.
I mean, it's huge. Miles and miles of gorgeous land.
I know.
To think that people living out there have this access to healthcare is quite remarkable.
It is. And then even over the 30 years that I've been here, the expansions that's gone on and the services that they have added on to it has been totally incredible.
Amazing.
And coming back to your comment about Wayne County, how beautiful it is, you know, if you're going to do the garden tour, we want you to be there early because you can take your time, and enjoy all these gardens that are out there that are in our community that these individuals have opened their homes and their gardens to us, right?
Yes, and they're there to chat with people during the day. So, it's a wonderful day.
Right.
I know I was just in awe of how wonderfully received the garden tour was 2 years ago.
Right,
so
right.
I'm hoping it's the same.
So it's going to be Saturday, July 20th.
9:30 official start time, but we'll be there at 9, starting to hand out programs. And then you have until 4 o'clock. And then
you can just kind of go on your own. Maybe make plans for dinner and one of your ending spots, right?
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
Yes,
exactly.
You know, with your friends
some
and everything
wonderful
like
dining
that.
Spots around. So
if by chance we get some of those sprinkles rains on the 20th, how would they know?
I'm not even thinking about that.
But we always
have to say
something.
There is a rain date, July 21st, but please, everybody pray.
Right, right.
Comes off July 20th.
And if there is some question the day of the event, can they call Margie or just maybe, is there a contact maybe? Maybe the switchboard operator.
Maybe switchboard operator.
We could always leave a message
in
case of it.
Actually, they could call me.
Okay.
I'll be the one in tears answering the phone.
Okay.
But I'm at 570-685-7482.
Okay.
It will go off unless there's... You know, buckets of rain.
Exactly.
So,
you could always use an umbrella or a poncho,
exactly,
right? Yes,
exactly.
A little rain
doesn't
hurt.
No, it would
take
lightning and thunder for it to be canceled.
Which is good to know.
Yes.
But again, this is all under the Wayne Memorial Hospital Auxiliary,
yes,
correct?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
And the auxiliary is basically all volunteers.
All volunteers.
All volunteers. And they're always looking for new members,
yes,
right?
Yes, they are looking for new members. If you're interested, you would call Joan Buell at 570-226-9750. We will have applications for membership at the garden tour, and you can pick them up in the other shops or the gift shop. So always looking for good members. I know there's a real camaraderie that develops when you volunteer at the other shops. You know, it's a nice way to work with people and do something really for the community.
Right.
Because they're fabulous shops. So
I always believe that, you know, when you talk about health and wellness, volunteering, it just gives back something to yourself as well.
It does. It's nice to do something for somebody else.
Right.
And that's the best feeling you can have. Right.
And the one thing nice about the auxiliary, there's so many opportunities. It's not a full-time job. It could be if you really wanted to be, right? But there's so many opportunities if you only have 1 hour a month or whatever it may be.
Certainly. Yes. You
know, so flexible.
Yeah. We run gift, what do? In the hospital.
The gift box?
Not the gift box. You know, the weekly pocketbook. Sales and the
jewelry
sales.
Yes.
And
different events like that. Uniform sales you've done.
So we have lots of events that go on like that the staff are amazingly supportive of. And then we have other fundraisers. We have a big bingo fundraiser in November. We'll have a ball in April, I believe. And actually we have a new one occurring, which is a pickleball tournament in September.
Wow.
So if there are lots of activities that we sponsor and you can certainly be a part of, including the next Garden Tour committee after this one. So,
well, Martha, I want to thank you so much for joining the show. I think the information that you shared with our community, it is truly wonderful. And what you give back to Way Memorial and our community, I want to thank you on behalf of Way Memorial Hospital.
You know what? I love Way Memorial Hospital, and I love all the people who work at Way Memorial Hospital. So I'm the lucky one. Again, you get more back than you give.
Right. So. And I will say we love you too. So thank you again.
Thank you.
Again, this is Carol Knier, Community Health Manager for Way Memorial Hospital. I want to thank you for joining us and have a great day.